Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
You're listening to The Cultured Bumpkin, a literature podcast with Jake Phillips, where we present audiobook quality readings of the classics for your enjoyment. Thank you for stopping by. And remember, just because you're a bumpkin doesn't mean you can't be cultured. Hello and welcome to The Cultured Bumpkin. I'm Jake. Look, I need a favor. I have a couple of questions for you as a listener, and I'd love to have you help me out. Now, these aren't right or wrong. These are strictly, you know, your preferences to literature. And one of them is, do you like background music when there's a reading? Or do you like it, you like silent, just audiobook style, just the voice? You know, do you have a preference on that? Do you like poetry better, or do you like short stories better, or like an audiobook, like a full-length classic, Moby Dick or something like that? If you like poetry, what kind of poetry do you like? You know, modern, like T.S. Eliot? Do you like a more Victorian, like Lord Tennyson? Do you like early stuff, like Christopher Marlowe or John Donne, John Milton? You know, Georgian or Edwardian, like, what would that be? Percy Shelley, something like that. John Keats. And then, you know, if you like short stories, do you like creepy stories? Edgar Allan Poe. Do you like funny stories? Mark Twain, O. Henry. You know, you smell what I'm stepping in here. I like to know what you like and prefer, and that way, you know, I can try to match up what I like and prefer as best I can. You know what I'm saying? So, if you care to give me any info about your listening preferences, you could, a good way to do it would be go to my YouTube channel and leave a comment on literally anything. It's not a very big channel for now. And I will see it. I'll definitely see your comment. So, you know, if you could do that, I would appreciate it. That would help me tailor my stuff for the audience a little bit. Because I've got some ideas, but I don't want to, you know, I don't want to, let's say, oh, I'm going to soundscape this poem with music and, like, footsteps and birds in the trees if the majority of people are like, no, I'd rather just be absolutely quiet in the background. You know what I mean? So feedback helps. And being on a podcast, a lot of times it's kind of hard just because you can't really leave comments on the podcast. Anywho, there will be a link in the show notes, the description, and you know, you can go to my YouTube and leave a comment with your preferences if you wish. I would appreciate it, and that will, you know, hopefully help me help you. Okay, on to today's poem. Today's poem is by Alan Cunningham, written in the early 1800s, and it's called A Wet Sheet and a Flowing Sea. And I just love this poem. It's one of the first ones my dad ever read to me. I remember it was a big, fat, green book he would read it out of. I don't remember the name, but it was like a collection of poems. And later on, when I went to, I learned to sail with my brother down in the Florida Keys, I thought of this poem constantly, and still do. I love this poem. So, Alan Cunningham, A Wet Sheet and a Flowing Sea. A wet sheet and a flowing sea, a wind that follows fast, and fills the white and rustling sail, and bends the gallant mast. And bends the gallant mast, my boys, while like the eagle free, away the good ship flies, and leaves old England on the lee. Oh, for a soft and gentle wind, I heard a fair one cry, but give to me the snoring breeze, and white waves heaving high. And white waves heaving high, my boys, the good ship tight and free, the world of waters is our home, and merry men are we. There's tempest in yon horned moon, and lightning in yon cloud. And hark the music, mariners, the wind is piping loud. The wind is piping loud, my boys, the lightning flashing free, while the hollow oak our palace is, our heritage the sea. You can almost smell the salt water. I just absolutely love that. The good ship tight and free. All the rigging's all pulled exactly right. You got it trimmed up. You're catching that breeze. You're going, it's wonderful. The wind is piping loud. You know, a lot of ships, when you get it, like when you get right in that sweet spot, you'll hear this like whistle. It's really cool. I've got a video of my brother and I, and there's this cool whistle in the background, and you know, it's like the wind hitting everything just right. It's great. I like to sail. Can you tell? Anywho, that was Alan Cunningham, A Wet Sheet and a Flowing Sea. Thank you very much for listening. Do leave me some feedback on, if you would, about your preferences. And thank you very much for listening. And remember, just because you're a bumpkin doesn't mean you can't be cultured.
You've been listening to The Cultured Bumpkin, a literature podcast with Jake Phillips. Thank you very much for listening. I really do appreciate it. If you enjoyed this, would you mind going and subscribing and leaving a nice review on whatever podcast platform you heard this on? I would really appreciate it. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.